Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, the Winter Olympic Games are coming to Russia. And in an attempt to get its citizens in better shape, Russian subway rides can now be purchased with what?
To get them better in shape, Russian subway rides can now be purchased. I mean, they can't be purchased because they want people walking.
No, you can still go on the subway.
Subway,
but in certain places, you don't have to use money. You can do something else.
You have to exercise.
Yes, you have to exercise to use the subway. Okay. Specifically, you have to do squats, right?
Squats.
Squats.
When the world comes to visit them for the Winter Olympics, just a few months, Russia doesn't want to look like a bunch of fat homophobes. They want to look like... No.
They want to look like trim,
right,
studly homophobes.
Right, like trim, fit homophobes. Yeah, yeah. Either spend 30 rubles to get on the train, that's the usual affair, or you can do 30 squats in front of a special machine with a camera and a computer that secretly thinks you're disgusting. Since implementing the program, Russia has already seen a 2% decrease in average BMI and a 100% increase in guys showing up to work having just split their pants. I don't know if this is going to work, because the subway is really one place you do not want to see anybody squatting.
No.
I know. I actually love squats. Yeah, I think that, like, I've oftentimes thought if I was trapped in a place where I could only do one exercise... No, I have thought about this. Like, if you could only do one movement or exercise, I would do squats because it's all about core strength. But it's all about engaging your glutes and lifting from there.
Oh, my God.
But it's the one thing I do. I don't know why I would be forced to only do one exercise. What is the scenario? Somebody's saying you may only do one exercise.
It involves a phone booth and you, obviously.
And I'd hold a coconut and I'd squat.
Thank you.